Amen. Well, Lord, let your word be a lamp unto our feet, Lord, and light to our path. And just thank you for it, Lord. It's power. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. I found out about 10 minutes ago that I had today. Well, I had been spending time with the Lord in last few weeks, a week or so, and just in the book of James, been having a good time with that. Today in chapter 3, just hanging out with the Lord about just the difference in the two wisdoms, that which was earthly, that which doesn't come down from above, Scripture says, is earthly and unspiritual. Earthly means unspiritual, which is unspiritual and demonic, and that which comes from above. Two types of wisdom, right? So we want to be focusing or receiving the wisdom from above. And so I was just spending time there today, and about wound up with it when someone stuck their head, knocked on my door and stuck their head in and said, "You're on." So, it's really cool stuff in the book of James, and just stuff he's having to deal with, and just so full of grace. And goes on here, the wisdom that which comes down, not the wisdom which comes down from above, which is earthly, natural, demonic, where jealousy and selfish ambition exists, there's disorder in every evil thing. And that's what they were dealing with. They were being jealous of each other, jealous of each other's position or what, or ambitious, you know. See that in a lot of ministries, and something that people have to deal with is when that thing just rises up, that fallen nature can arise up within any of us at any given time, the law of sin. And we see that. It doesn't stop, you know, it doesn't stop. I mean, you see it in the business world, but it happens in the church too, right? Amongst the body of Christ. So we have to constantly be putting that to death. And y'all, the gifts of the Spirit is not for the mature. It's for everybody. I remember John Wimber talking about that, that, you know, the average age of the person in this church at the time was like 19 or 20. He said they're all great. They move in the gifts of the Spirit, but they're immature believers. They cause a lot of problems and a lot of mess. And so you always have to clean up, but they flow in the gifts, you know. And so that was always a good word for me early on, is that you don't have to learn about and become mature before you can flow in the gifts of the Spirit. All you have to say is yes and believe, and the Lord will do it, right? Now, this is the wisdom he's talking about that comes from above. Verse 17. So wisdom from above is first pure, right? Really cool word, this word, pure. The really root word in here about this pure is that the wisdom of above is not full of guilt or condemnation, right? When you God is dropping his wisdom, you're asking wisdom from above. Remember in chapter 1, verse 5, he says, "Is any of you lack wisdom?" Okay? That meaning that we all lack wisdom. Let him ask from God. And God will give to you. Just don't doubt when you ask him. He'll give it to you. Because we have wisdom in Christ. But this is how we know whether it's from the Lord or not. It's not full of guilt or condemnation. If you're receiving any of that, then it's not wisdom from above. Right? Doesn't start off with that. Right? So it's first pure, then peaceable. The word peaceable is that, of course, from a word meaning just wholeness, right? Peaceable. But root word meaning peace, and that wisdom from above ministers to your very soul. Romans chapter 5, 1, which says, you are at peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, right? It's just full of that kind of peace, which takes away all of, whether you deserve it or not, whether you are think I'm far away from God or I'm close. Well, if you're in Christ, you're at peace with God, period, right? If you hadn't heard me say this before, You're always wondering why we share God's peace. What we're telling each other, we're reminding each other that you are at peace with God through Christ, and you are at peace with me. That's why we share God's peace, right? That's what we're saying. We're declaring that peace, the peace of God in Christ Jesus. If you know Him, you're at peace with God, right? You're not an enemy with the Lord. You're at peace with Him. And because we're in Christ, you and I are at peace with each other, right? Or at least we should be. Anyway, so it's pure, it's peaceable, because you can't bring wholeness to a person, right? If you think that you are, you're not at peace with God, right? I hear that all the time. I'm just far away and I'm not at, you know, feel like I'm not on good terms with the Lord. Yes, you are. If you're in Christ, you are on good terms with Him, right? Doesn't mean that you are living a life that's pleasing to Him, but you're all on good terms with Him. Okay? So it's pure, it's peaceable. Then it's gentle. This word here. It's come from two words, which means, this is the two words, unfitting and equitable fair. Fair by relaxing over you strict standards, right? So when you ask the peace of the Lord, I mean the wisdom of God, and the wisdom of God comes to you, He doesn't have these strict standards over you like the law would do for you, right? That first of all, I'll give you this wisdom if you've kept all these standards, right? This gentleness really is the word for relaxing standards, which I think is pretty cool. His standards and your standards are not the same, right? I heard this one time, which has really been true, that Jesus is not as nearly as religious as you are. Or do you think He is, right? He really isn't. He's all about relationship, right? So, it's gentle to you. There's not strict standards. He hadn't put a bunch of strict standards that you haven't met up to. Therefore, He's not going to give you His wisdom in this particular area. It's full of that. Full of relaxed standards. Like He's saying to you, relax, chill out. You know? Let me speak to you. The next one is the word reasonable. And that word is ready to obey, but it comes from a word that when Jesus spoke and He said, well done, my good and faithful servant. Everywhere else in Scripture you find this word, the word is well done, right? Well done. And the second word that goes with us is to persuade someone to trust them. So when Jesus spoke, when the Father spoke to Jesus, well done, my thou good and faithful servant, He spoke it to him at the beginning of the ministry before He had done anything. He spoke over him, well done, right? Well done. And I want to persuade you just to trust me. That's what the word means, reasonable, okay? It does a lot more than our English word, right? Our English word is reasonable. We think, hey, make that reasonable so I can understand it. And what He's saying, what that word means, I want to speak over you about your sonship. And I want to say, well done. And I want to teach you to trust me. So the wisdom is just, has the heartbeat or just pulsating of trust Him, right? Because He's already declared over you, well done. Okay? Good news is always too good to believe, right? And you can be ready to obey somebody like that. See, when the Lord, we obey the Lord and it comes out of a place like that, and you've encountered His, just the unconditional love and the mercy of God, you want to do what He says, right? You'll do anything for Him. You'll die for Him. Same way, that's why, you know, Mary Magdalene, seven demons cast out, you know, all the stuff she did was, you know, crying and on those dirty feet and taking her hair and, you know, that just had to be a nasty mess, right? Doing, that's the best she could do. And he was one of the ones, she was the first one that he reveals himself to, right? So she could trust him. If you've ever really encountered the mercy of God, causes you to trust him. So the wisdom of God is that. It's reasonable, right? Designed for you to trust it because, he first speaks, well done. Doesn't even make sense, does it? Then it's, full of mercy, right? I love this word because it's not just, mercy, it's just dripping with mercy. Okay? Again, God will give you wisdom if you ask for it. And one of the main reasons is because it's just full of mercy, because it is who he is. He speaks from mercy, not by your performance. Right? Because of just who he is. And that word too is, it's the root word just in God's covenant with you. You know, about loving kindness, we talked about that word in about 20 words in the Old Testament that you can put together for loving kindness. And it has to do with God's covenant. It's full of mercy because his wisdom is about his covenant with you. Okay? Not about your covenant, his covenant with you. Okay? You're in covenant. Well, Lord, I don't deserve your mercy. Where are you in covenant? What you need? Right? And then he speaks that to you. Okay. So I did. In the world, I wrote that. Okay, unwavering. It's full of mercy. It's good fruits. And another word, unwavering. It's like he's driving this point home. Unwavering is the word impartial. God is impartial. He's good. He's not partial to giving something to George and not to Bracken, you know. Because of his covenant with you, he's very impartial. That's why his mercy or his wisdom is unwavering to us. It's just impartial, okay? It's like he's chipping away. This verse is so powerful because he's just chipping away at all of our wrong thinking. All of the wisdom we've been entertaining. Remember that was one of the words that the Lord has for our church now, is in every single area of our life that we hear God's perspective. Not only his perspective, but his heart beat on it. And this thing here, this wisdom from above, just if you can think about this, just beats with the very heart of who God is, right? Full of mercy, unwavering. You know, the next one, the last one here is without hypocrisy, right? The hypocrisy is it's from a Greek word, and it really means not being who you are. It's not doing things you shouldn't be doing. It's not being who you are. So the Holy Spirit's job, right, is to always bring us back to, convict us of righteousness, of who we are as sons and daughters of the King. And when I'm not being a son or an heir or I'm acting any way other than that, then I'm a hypocrite. I'm just not being who I am. If I'm giving in to unbelief, I'm a hypocrite because I'm not thinking or being who I am. Right? Does that make sense? So if the wisdom of God is without hypocrisy, then it means it is absolutely genuine from the heart of God. There's no hypocrisy in it at all. There's no God being back and forth with you. One day he's in a good mood. You may catch you. Hopefully you'll catch him in a good mood, right? Or bad. It's just without any mixture, without any hypocrisy whatsoever. Right? Flowing from the throne of grace, which scripture talks about, Hebrews chapter 4, his throne is a throne of grace and mercy. And that's where the wisdom comes from. So hopefully, in this little jumbled mess I had about a few minutes to get ready for, you will begin to ask the Lord for wisdom from above in everything that you do. Every area of your life, ask. And you will receive. He just goes into detail why you should receive, right? Getting your heart prepared by faith to receive. Several areas in my life where I'm seeking the Lord for wisdom. And so I'm having to filter it through things that we hear. It's got to meet all of this, right? The first thing I hear is just brings guilt or condemnation to me. Chunk it, right? Amen.